الحمد لله، الحمد لله الكريم المنان الذي أعزنا بالإسلام وأكرمنا بالإيمان. يسبح له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ولي الأولين والآخرين، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله، والله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. أيها المسلمين، verily our religion, the religion of Islam, it is a religion which has clarified to us our rights and responsibilities. And this religion has given every person and every creation its rights, and nobody is oppressed. Yes, the religion of Islam, it has clarified the rights of our Creator Allah upon us. And it has also clarified the rights of each other upon us. And then Islam has explained the rights of each different type of people. So Islam has explained the rights of the Muslims, and Islam has explained the rights of the non-Muslims. Islam explained the rights of the elders and the youth, and the men and the women, and the ruler and those who are ruled. In fact, more than this, Islam explained to us the rights of animals upon us, the birds upon us, the trees and the environment upon us. And all of these rules and rights and obligations, they were clarified over 1400 years ago. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillah alhamd. So the greatest right upon you, O Muslim, is the right of your Creator Allah Azza wa Jal, that you worship Him alone with At-Tawheed, and you do not ascribe partners to Him, and you live your life according to the teachings of Al-Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, he said, Ya Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, atadri haqqullahi ala al-ibad? Do you know the right of the Creator upon the people? He said, Allahu wa rasuluhu a'lam. He said, Allah and His Messenger knows best. He said, haqqullahi ala al-ibad, the right of Allah upon the people is what? أن تعبدوه ولا تشركوا به شيئا, that you worship Him alone and you do not ascribe partners to Him. And this right of Allah for you to worship Him, this remains with you in every single situation. Every situation you are in, every state you are in, the right of Allah to worship Him remains a constant. And this does not cease, neither does it stop. He said, جَلَّ شَعْنُهُ وَاعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord until certainty comes to you. And certainty is death, meaning a person has to continue worshipping Allah regardless of what his life is like until death comes to him. So all of your life, it will change. And the only thing which will remain constant is the order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your health changes, your family status changes, your financial situation changes, your social status changes. The only thing which does not change is that you have to continue worshipping Allah. You have to remain as a Muslim and live as a Muslim. You may become rich or poor, you have to continue worshipping Allah. You have to live as a Muslim. You may marry or you may divorce, you have to continue worshipping Allah. You have to live as a Muslim. You may become strong or weak, healthy or ill, you have to continue worshipping Allah. You have to remain as a Muslim. You may be in a state of happiness and affluency, or you may be in a state of anxiety or depression, you have to carry on worshipping Allah. You remain a Muslim. You may be in a Muslim country, you may be in a non-Muslim country as a minority, you have to continue worshipping Allah, because you remain as a Muslim. So nothing which happens throughout your lives prevents you from worshipping Allah. No change in your life stops you from being a Muslim only one situation, and that is death. When death comes, then there is no more worship. وَعْبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ الْقَلْيَقِينَ. Worship your Lord, worship Allah, until certainty, either certainty of death comes to you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillah alhamd. Ayyuhal Muslimun, from the rights and the responsibilities which Islam has explained is the rights of the people amongst each other. So this blessed religion, the religion of Islam, it is a religion which calls to every type of goodness. And it is a religion which forbids every type of evil. And this religion, it encourages us as Muslims to show goodness and kindness to the rest of creation. And all of the humans, regardless of their state or their class or their level in society, regardless of their religion and who they worship, but we are ordered to show kindness and goodness to all of the people. On the basis of what? That all of us are the creation of Allah. And all of us are the children of Adam. And every single one of us go back to the same father and the same mother, Adam and Hawa alayhim as-salam. And for this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has ordered us to speak with goodness to the people. He said, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَىٰ وَآتُوا الزَّكَىٰ. He said, speak in goodness to the people. Not only the Muslims, annas, all of the people, Muslims and non-Muslims, men and women, you have to speak in goodness to them. وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَىٰ, and establish the salah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَىٰ, and give your zakah. Consider in this blessed ayah, before Allah mentioned salah, and this is the greatest act of ibadah, before He mentioned az-zakah, and this is one of the greatest acts of ibadah, what did He mention? وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak to the people in a good way. So speaking to the people in a good way, it came before even salah, and it came before even az-zakah. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He described the believers and how the believers should be and who are the true believers, who are ibadur rahman, who are the true worshippers of Allah, what did He say? The first description He gave, He said, wa ibadur rahman alladhina yamshuna 'ala al-ardi huna, that huna, that the worshippers, the true worshippers of the Most Merciful, they are those people who walk upon the earth in humility, in humbleness. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the foolish people talk to them and they belittle them, then they reply with mild words in a good way. And this is the first description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave of the believers, the true worshippers of Allah, before salah, before zakah, before worship, before anything else. He said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنَ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, that the true worshippers of the Most Merciful are those people who walk upon the earth with humbleness and with humility. And Islam, it does not differentiate between the Muslims and the non-Muslims when it comes to dealing with them in goodness. Even if the person's a mushrik, or a Jew, or a Christian, or an atheist, or a fire worshipper, قُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا. Speak in goodness to all of the people. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, الرَّاحِمُونَ يَرْحَمُهُمُ الرَّحْمَنِ, that those people who are merciful, the Most Merciful, Allah, He shows mercy upon them. اِرْحَمُوا مَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, so show mercy to all of the people who are upon the earth. Everybody who is upon the earth, show mercy to them. يَرْحَمُكُمْ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاءِ, and then the one who is above the heavens, He will show mercy to you. And more than this, Islam came and explained to us even the rights of the animals. Was that woman not punished by Allah because she starved a cat? And was that other woman, and she was from Bani Israel, she was an Israelite, and she was Baghiyah, and yet Allah entered her into Jannah because she was good towards a cat? And more than this, even the trees and the plants. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, مَا مِن مُسْلِمٍ غَرَسَ غَرَسًا, that there is no Muslim who sows the seeds of a plant or a tree, فَأَكَلَوْ مِنْهُ إِنسَانٌ أَوْ دَابَةٌ, and then a human eats from this plant, or an animal eats from this plant, إِلَّا كَانَ لَهُ صَدَقًا, except it is a form of charity for him. So these are the beautiful messages of al-Islam. Every single thing has been given its rights. The Muslims, the non-Muslims, animals, birds, trees, and before all of this, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ayyuhal Muslimun, al-Islam, the message of Islam, it is a message of mercy. It calls the people to the truth. It calls the people to the worship of Allah, but with gentleness and kindness. And Islam, it does not require violence in of itself or harshness in of itself. And every single one of us has a role and a responsibility to play. Every single one of us is a da'i, is a caller to Allah. So upon every single Muslim is to convey these beautiful meanings which I have mentioned in the sermon to the rest of the people. And we should not allow the extremists to exploit our religion, the religion of mercy, through their foolish actions. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. Ayyuhal Muslimun, fulfill the rights which Allah has placed upon you. Fulfill the obligations which Allah has placed upon you. Live in worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dress as the Muslims dress. The men and the women, and especially the sisters, must dress how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has taught us. And do not be shy. Do not be afraid. Do not be embarrassed to live as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. O Muslims, speak as Islam orders us to speak. And deal with the people as Islam orders us to deal with the people. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم اغفر لنا في هذا اليوم الكريم اللهم كفر عنا السيئات وارفع لنا الدرجات اللهم اكتبنا مع الفائزين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم. My brothers and sisters, on behalf of Muhammad Masjid, I wish you all to have a happy and joyous Eid. عيدكم مبارك وتقبل الله منا ومنكم صالح الأعمال.